Here at Kerygma Ventures, our love for the Bible doesn't stop us from having questions about it. Quite the opposite. Our love for the Bible makes us more curious about it. Do you sometimes wonder how the message of the New Testament gives meaning to the Old Testament? Are you fascinated by how Scripture applies to your life? If you do, head over to studythebibleguide.com to get some answers. Listen, we've got a simple guide to give you. It's free, and it's packed with practical tools to help you study the Bible. That website again is studythebibleguide.com. And thanks for listening to this Kerygma Ventures podcast. God bless.
This year, we're going to join much of the church throughout history in celebrating the coming of Christmas, the coming of the incarnation of Christ. We do that by adhering to the ritual of the Advent wreath. The Advent wreath reminds us 4 weeks in a row of things that have to do with the coming of Christ and the era of Christmas. There are four candles that represent the four aspects of it. The first one is the candle of hope. I'm going to go ahead and light that. You light one each week. The candle of hope is a purple candle representing royalty. And it's for us to celebrate the fact that the coming of Christ was a prophecy. It was a fulfillment of God's promise that he was going to restore everything that sin had tainted. All the prophets of the Old Testament looked forward to a day when God would intervene in history and set things right. There's a text that I want to read to you. It is 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 10. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when he predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves but you and the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven, things into which angels long to look. On that night when the angels appeared out in the fields and announced the gospel to the shepherds, that was a great event. And it was a fulfillment of all of the Old Testament story, that there would come a time when God would crush the head of Satan through the instrumentality of the human. As he said to the woman and the serpent and Eve in the garden, the woman's seed will crush your head, serpent, but you will bruise its heel. So when Jesus came, he came to fulfill the prophecy, which gives us hope that what God said he would do, he already has done, and he will complete it. In a coming day, when there's a new heaven and a new earth, we will have the benefit of God redeeming all of tainted creation, fallen creation, and restoring it to its original purpose. So that is our hope. And as we celebrate Christmas, the incarnation, we're also celebrating the culmination when we have a new heaven and a new earth. Join me next week and we'll talk about the next candle, the candle of peace.